Okay, welcome to our pre-show for the 15th of September. And what a day today, man. I went down to the Actors Gang in Culver City. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which is a theater group down there, and was doing a series of auditions for them to be, hopefully to be a part of a ensemble of actors doing stage work, you know. And hello. It's Phil. Hello. 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 4. Which is what I've always wanted to do, and I've felt that I was lacking in stage experience. So you can do a million. You know, you can see people have done a million TV shows. And some people are really great film actors. They're really great TV actors. And some people, you know, need to have the experience of stage acting. And that's, I think I'm one of those people. I think I need to do that. So I have to do that. We got to finish. God damn, I got to get 6 more pages done of the audiobook. Fuck. All right, I'll knock that out. But I got to, and then I got a scene that I have to memorize because I've got an audition due on Monday. So life is just going on for me here. How's it going for you guys? And we're going to go and we're going to do a our Friday encore. And then we're going to have our usual weekend programming with Elcott and our Saturday Classic. And like that, man, and so many other exciting things. Because it may not seem like it, but I I am definitely thinking about how we can do that new subscription tier. Those of you that are subscribers to the website don't, you know, need to sweat that one. You may be interested in what we're going to plan for a new subscription level. Or you may not, and it's not a, you know, you don't have to do anything. But we're trying to figure out, short of having people come and spend the night at my house with me and go to the beach, what we can do to offer. Maybe it's a question I ought to ask people, but I would rather just kind of leave it to the devices of our own our own crew and staff, etc. Okay, so the 15th of September, halfway through the goddamn month, it'll be fall. Can't believe it, man. Oh, well, you're going to have to believe it, Jack, because it is for real, man. The summer is gone. I remember the Doors song, Summer's Almost Gone. Summer's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer is gone? Let me see. Do we have that? I don't know. If we do, it would be lucky. Lucky schmucky. Where are you at, man? Q-R-S. There's T-U. Summer. I'm strutting my stuff, y'all. There's one called The Summer Is Something. It's Summer in the City. Do we not have that fucking song? Bullshit. Summer Is Gone by Mel B. Ferry. Summer Romance. Summer Side of Life. Gordon Lightfoot. Summer's Almost Gone. Here are. I had to have it, man.
Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Almost gone. Yeah, it's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer's gone?
There you go. So look for that on your Doors album. It's on Waiting for the Sun. That's a good album, too. I was a big Doors fan, still am. I guess you could say that was my favorite band out of the... You know, I liked Hendrix, Cream and the Doors back and forth when I was a high school student. Those are my two favorite bands. I saw the Doors at the Hollywood Bowl, that famous show. I was there. Never saw Cream and never saw Hendrix. Even though Cream played... They played the whiskey. I mean, they played in clubs. Summer's almost gone. What is this? Here's this scene I got to do. I was out today, drove into Culver City, did a really physical workout with these actors, because I don't know if you guys know this or not about acting. It's extremely physical. It's an extremely physical, because you got to learn to use your body. You got to learn to use, to really use the stage, etc. So I had my ass kicked. All right, so there's the scene that we got to memorize. Okay, now, 2022, eyes are blue. How about you? What, September 15th last year was what, man? Was it a, this year, it's a Friday. Last year would have been a Thursday. Am I right? Yeah. It was? Dr. Jim Sadler hosts the best of Dr. Jim Sadler himself. Really? I must have been in Florida. No, was I in Florida? I guess that's when we took our vacation week during the Dim Sadler. Coach Dozier's retired from football. The chef Carl Vernon Dozier, do you need your mama? Dr. and Jim Sadler try to help Coach Dozier. All right, let's see. Where will we be when the summer is gone? Dr. Ron Tarner, the discovery of new radio waves from space. The Dooleys host today's show. I think we already heard that one. Accuses Phil of committing career suicide. The weird history of the Phil Hendry show. Phil on the panel. I don't know, man. We're running out of shows for... Maybe we got to go back to 2021. Larry and Gloria discuss the paranormal. Back from Butner. Looks like we got to go to 2021. How about that? When the summer's gone. This is one where Frank Gray takes over the reins of the show and Steve Bozell gets tongue-tied. That sounds pretty funny. Dean Wheeler, holistic teacher. Was I in goddamn Florida during this fucking show? Let me see. Yeah, I was. God damn it.
Good evening. I'm Steve Bozell. I'm supposed to be the host of the Phil Hendry show tonight, but I think what's going to happen here, and I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is...
Hello, everyone. This is Margaret.
No, not a goddamn Florida show. All right, let's get the fuck out of Florida. So that was the week that I was in Florida at the end of September. Phil turns the show over to guest host General Shaw. Let's see what this is.
They're just a little bit different than what gospel singing Jubilee, but I assure you, you will...
Y'all are seeing it.
Oh, you think it... And General Galen Shaw filling in for Phil Hendry. What cool. Oh, no. Is this a...
Yeah, here's some lube.
What are you doing, motherfucker, doing okay. A repeat show on a Thursday?
Yeah, sure, I know what you mean.
Yeah, here's some lube. I think this is when we were doing them. So Friday, Don Berman guest hosts and finds out that his social media accounts have been hacked. Let me see if this one can work. I think it can. This is back.
Welcome to our pre-show here. Yeah. I'm L. Ron Martin. I am the general manager as well as the ownership partner at Channel 19 News. Don Berman operating an account on a far-right site called Wookie. There was a doxing and a spilling of information by the group High Five. From Don's account, we've seen him wearing his outfit in high heels.
That sounds good to me.